Ypsilanti City Council Tuesday night voted 4-3 to approve a purchase agreement for the Water Street Flats affordable housing proposal. The vote followed public comment that included no one speaking in support of the proposal and more than a dozen speaking against it. Among those opposed, Steve Taylor.
I've been a lifelong resident of Ypsi. I've seen what Water Street was. I have a good idea of what it could be. I really, really don't think we need more of what we already have.
Also speaking out against Water Street Flats was former Mayor Cheryl Farmer, who throughout the process has maintained the city can do better.
It's not Ypsilanti's job to provide affordable housing for the whole county. Let Ann Arbor, Celine, and Chelsea provide their fair share.
During his 3 minutes at the council podium, Bob Doyle quoted the Washtenaw County Affordable Housing Plan.
Ypsilanti has a disproportionate number of rental units compared to the rest of the county. The city of Ypsilanti should continue to encourage homeownership to stabilize neighborhoods and tax revenues. In particular, the city needs to diversify its tax base and attract higher income residents in order to maintain economic viability.
In voting against the agreement, Councilmember Susan Moeller said the city doesn't need to have a fire sale to pay off its Water Street debt. Councilmembers Ricky Jefferson and Daniel Vogt joined Moeller in voting no. Moeller's colleague Pete Murdoch voted yes, pointing out that the project supports the city's vision of higher density development. The city will sell a parcel that's been revised down in size from 3.14 acres to 1.7 acres for $157,000. The developer next month will apply for state housing tax credits to help pay for it. If the application is turned down, the project will not move forward. Bob Eccles, 89.1 WEMU News.